You're listening to SBS News.
Pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to warn or take action against Liberal MP Craig Kelly for undermining the coronavirus vaccine rollout by spreading misinformation. Mr. Kelly continues to cause headaches for the coalition with rampant posts about unproven virus treatments on his Facebook page, which has more than 90,000 followers. Prime Minister Morrison and his senior cabinet colleagues have refused to condemn Mr. Kelly directly, despite calls from the Federal Labor Party. Opposition health spokesman Mark Butler condemned Mr. Kelly in the opening minutes of the resumption of federal parliament.
Craig Kelly is a dangerous menace and a threat to the nation's COVID response, and it's beyond time that the Prime Minister develop the backbone to pull him into line.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese fears Mr. Kelly's behaviour is hampering vaccination efforts and could put people's health at risk. Mr. Kelly recently joined former celebrity chef and anti-vaxxer Pete Evans on a podcast. Shadow Assistant Minister for Cybersecurity Tim Watts criticised Mr. Kelly for linking up with Mr. Evans.
We hear that Craig Kelly has done an interview with Pete Evans. Now, Pete Evans, of course, was fined by the Therapeutic Goods Administration last year for promoting quack COVID cures.
Both Labor and the Greens campaigned against the politician's controversial views, but moves to censor Mr. Kelly were blocked by the government, with their microphones muted in Parliament. Mr. Butler urged the Prime Minister to outline how he is going to stop Mr. Kelly from undermining the national COVID-19 campaign.
At some point, the Prime Minister needs to act. Of course I'm concerned about the amplification. I don't do this lightly. Anthony Albanese doesn't do this lightly. But this fellow has a social media through Facebook reach that's vastly greater than the Department of Health's Facebook reach.
Greens leader Adam Bandt joined the chorus of condemnation. So too medical experts, including Dr. Karen Price, president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
It's just really disappointing. We work really hard in general practice to look after our patients, to make sure they've got access to the right amount of information. When we get the waters muddied by a public figure, it really is exhausting. Healthcare workers are really working hard during this pandemic, and patients are anxious and upset and needing information. The last thing we need is a public figure muddying the waters on the science of what's going on. They are dangerous because they develop a level of doubt regarding the public health information.
Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce says there is no need for the government to say anything to Mr. Kelly, saying people are smart enough to make their own decisions and Craig Kelly is not a doctor. Finance Minister Simon Birmingham says Mr. Morrison was very clear in his advice to Australians to seek advice from medical experts.
The Prime Minister, I think, was very clear about where people should get their information from, and whether you're a member of the public or a member of Parliament, you should get your health and medical information from the medical experts. We can't control the words that come out of every member of Parliament, but I'm being very clear, everyone should rely upon and promote the advice of the medical experts in their fields, particularly when it comes to vaccines and the management of the pandemic.
The growing controversy surrounding the member for Hughes has sparked rumours that Craig Kelly's pre-selection is now in danger. Dissent also coming from thousands in his own electorate, with community groups created to oust their member. Linda Seymour, co-founder of We Are Hughes Community Group, says Mr. Kelly is losing supporters at a rapid pace.
Oh, there's an enormous growing movement to replace him. Once people become aware of what Craig Kelly says, once you just casually direct them to his Facebook page, there's nobody that says, I support him, because it's outlandish. His views are really quite extreme. He doesn't care about our area. He doesn't speak about our area. So, we are going to find a very good independent candidate that represents Hughes.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalo-Economos, SBS News.